Louisiana sending National Guard to Texas amid border crisis. Louisiana has pledged to send National Guard troops to Texas to bolster local efforts to secure the southern border amid the Lone Star State's ongoing dispute with the Biden administration over border security. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, a Republican, announced the move at a February 8 press conference in Baton Rouge amid congressional failure to secure a border deal. Because the president will not do his job, because the federal government will not act, because Congress refuses to put in place a solid immigration plan that protects this country and allows people to come in and out of this country the way that it's been done since the beginning, then the states are going to act, Mr. Landry said. Mr. Landry said Louisiana would send 150 National Guard troops, who will work in 350-man rotations, for a 90-day deployment to Texas. He added that the deployment scheduled for March at a cost of roughly $3 million was needed to help Texas tackle issues like cross-border human trafficking and the fentanyl crisis. There are 125,000 Americans that we are losing on an annual basis due to this crisis, he said, citing Texas Governor Greg Abbott's recent announcement that 30,000 pounds of fentanyl had been seized at the border in Texas. That's enough to kill almost everyone in the country, Mr. Landry said. The Louisiana governor said President Joe Biden's attitude and policies on the border were encouraging waves of illegal immigration. He accused the Biden administration of having basically dog-whistled those who are trying to come into the country illegally by saying, "Listen, if you swim across the Rio Grande, we will let you in that way." Brig General Michael Greer, the director of the Louisiana Military Department, who spoke alongside Mr. Landry at Thursday's press conference, was asked about what actions the Louisiana National Guard troops would be authorized to take once deployed. Mr. Greer said the Louisiana troops would not be detaining any illegal border crossers that they might encounter. "We will refer those to local law enforcement, who have the responsibility to make those arrests," he said. Dysfunction in Washington. Mr. Landry said the deployment still needs to clear several formal hurdles to become reality, including approval by the state's GOP-controlled legislature. The governor also addressed the dysfunction on Capitol Hill, where a border bill that included funding for the Ukraine war failed to pass. "We are standing here today because the federal government refuses to act, because the president refuses to do his job," Mr. Landry said, adding that he believes there's too much focus in Washington on securing Ukraine's borders, but no one wants to talk about the amount of deadly drugs, human trafficking, the women and children that are being trafficked through an open border. With the move to deploy the National Guard to Texas, Louisiana joins other Republican-led states, including Florida and Indiana, that have sent or pledged troops. A coalition of 27 states has formed to support Texas's right to defend itself after the Supreme Court ruled that federal agents can remove the razor wire put up by Texas to prevent the flow of illegal immigrants from Mexico. It's estimated that over 10 million illegal immigrants have crossed the border since President Biden took office. Florida, Indiana sending troops. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis recently announced plans to deploy even more National Guard, State Guard, and Highway Patrol officers to assist Texas in securing its southern border. "If we don't have a border, then we are not a sovereign country," Mr. DeSantis said in Jacksonville on February 1. "You either have a border or you don't. You're either a sovereign country or you're not. So what we're doing today is we're stepping up yet again. We're helping, and I know other states have done a lot, and I'm pretty sure some of these other states are going to do more," he added. Mr. DeSantis said that Florida stands ready to deploy members of its own State Guard and up to a full battalion of its National Guard, which is roughly 1,000 soldiers. Florida has been helping Texas secure its border since 2021, deploying more than 700 members of Florida's National Guard. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb said on February 9 that he had ordered the deployment of 50 Indiana National Guard troops to Texas to assist with border security efforts. "I am sending 50 Hoosier Guardsmen to the southern border to support the Texas National Guard on their security mission," Mr. Holcomb wrote in a social media post on Friday morning. these soldiers will begin mobilizing for the mission immediately and will arrive in Texas in mid-March. The Indiana Governor's Office announced the 50 Indiana National Guard troops selected for the mission will spend a week at the Camp Atterbury Indiana National Guard base training for the operation. They will then be deployed to Texas for 10 months. Ryan Morgan and TJ Muscaro contributed to this report.